WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. We may know more today about the new owner of the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County. Brian Mayer Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the city is one of the partners of the power plant through its association with the Texas Municipal Power Association.
City Council voted unanimously last night to move forward with the sale of TMPA. Of course, we've got partners of Denton, Garland, Greenville, Texas that also voted last night to move forward.
Bayinski says it's more expensive to generate electricity at Gibbons Creek, which uses coal.
As part of the generation resource planning process, TMPA and the member cities issued an RFP in early spring to see if there was any interest in purchasing the generating facility. Bids were received, evaluated, negotiated. The four city councils decided to move forward.
Bayinski says the plant was a good investment and the sale will be a good thing for electric customers in Bryan. According to the TMPA website, the power plant employs more than 100 people. Renters living in an isolated and low-income College Station housing complex have been told to move out by October 3rd. The notice given to the tenants in nearly 40 duplexes on Kane Road west of Holloman followed the property owner being notified by the city of more than 30 violations.
From excessive trash to some property maintenance issues, and we felt that those were items that needed to be addressed.
Community Services Director Debbie Eller says they became aware of the problems following a police call on an unrelated matter. That led to getting permission for an inspection involving four city departments.
We, along with the Community Enhancement Unit, the Fire Marshal's Office, other police personnel, and the Code Enforcement Division.
A spokesman for the property owner says the land is under contract to be sold. The representative of Jasper Construction says it was a business decision not to spend the money to resolve what the city told them were generic violations. Both the property owner and the city say they are assisting tenants with finding new housing, but both acknowledge that will be difficult due to the residents' low-income status. The College Station City Council takes up a couple of construction projects at today's meeting.
One is a street project spending $456,000 to rebuild Nimitz from Lincoln to Ash and replace utilities. The first of the city's new welcome signs along the freeway at University is $38,000 over budget. Saving some replacing air conditioning chillers at the police department will make up the difference. If approved, construction on both would be completed by next spring, weather permitting. The council will also take up improvements at 15 College Station parks, costing a combined $638,000. If approved and weather permitting, completion scheduled this winter. Tonight's meeting includes the only public hearing on next year's city budget and the second public hearing on next year's property tax rate. Final action by the council on both is set for September 22nd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
From Russian masterpieces to a festival of guitars, they'll be crossing musical borders, presenting evening serenades and getting just a little bit wicked in the BVSO's 35th year of outstanding live performances. Don't miss a single concert in their positively wicked 16-17 season. Visit bvso.org or call 696-6100 and order your season tickets now. Opening concert September 18th.
Coming up on 610, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
We're looking at generally partly cloudy skies to clear skies at times during the night. Low temperature by early Thursday morning, around 75 degrees.
Yeah, okay, fine. All right. That'd been last night's forecast. So let's go ahead and find this morning's for you. Let me see. The sun will come up in a little while. All right, hang on.
There's your
That's
forecast.
A good forecast.
Yeah, I got one more click. Okay, here we go. So basically the same thing we had yesterday, about 94 for a high temperature today, 75 for a low tonight. Not quite so warm next few days. In fact, on Saturday may not even make 90 degrees. They have, however, rung out all the chances of rain in the forecast. No chance of rain, at least through Monday. And lows each night will be lower 70s. Right now it's 77 out there.
All right. Sounds good. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie football report. It was bad news for Texas baseball teams as the Astros fell to Cleveland and the Rangers were bested by the Mariners. And in the NFL, Drew Brees extends his contract with New Orleans while Emmanuel Sanders extends his contract with Denver. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Starting this morning, story from Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, they arrested a woman after a resident reportedly found her taking a bath in a tub.
That sounds pretty normal.
At this guy's home. Wasn't her house.
The
resident told police that he woke up to the sound of water running. When he went to the first floor bathroom, he tried unsuccessfully to open the door. He heard a woman say, "I'm in here." He told police that she wrapped herself in a towel and ran from the house.
Homeowner
gave police a description of the woman. She's wearing a towel. What?
Yeah.
Officers.
Hard to miss.
Well, hard to miss. Apparently the police were able to track her down.
Hey, the naked robber got away the other day.
That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
Not exactly sure. But, I mean, knocks on the door and she says, "I'm in here.
Someone's in here."
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, it's not mine, but
wow.
That's fine. I was in the area.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Netherlands, a Muslim woman fined for driving while using her phone. Well, we know some place where that's going to be illegal soon. But she claimed that she was using it to listen to the Quran to help cure her toothache.
What?
Yeah. Sure.
I read the Bible when I have a toothache.
Does it work? Or just set it up next to your face? That might work. Not sure.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
See, now that's another thing. I mean, really, are we gonna end up having a freedom of speech, freedom of religion type discussion?
Where's the line?
Hey, phone use is a phone use.
That's
you
right.
know?
Somebody gets arrested, you're going, "Wait a minute, I was calling dial a prayer." You can't do that.
Right?
Can you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's September the 8th, and it's Actors Day.
Actors Day.
Actors Day.
They get a whole day?
I don't know why, but anyway, and we can know almost anything about them that they want us to because they're actors.
Yeah.
Sometimes
things we don't want to know.
Too.
Continuing with our reading deal, it's International Literacy Day. So it's 3 days in a row for that.
Yeah.
It's Date Nut Bread Day.
Date Nut Bread.
Yeah.
Huh.
Can't say I've ever had some date nut bread.
Well, again, it's one of those things kind of like bananas that you need to get people, want to eat it, but they don't want to eat it and it's rare in its purest form.
So they'll put it in bread.
Yeah. I would think that'd be more in like the fall or winter months.
Well,
but I guess it is almost fall.
Maybe for some people. Pardon Day.
Pardon?
Pardon Day.
I beg your pardon?
Well, actually, this is the Pardon Day that had to do with Richard Nixon.
Ah.
Basically, historians say that's what cost Gerald Ford the election, because he pardoned Nixon after, well, we found out he was a crook.
Womp womp.
Even though he told us he wasn't.
Yeah.
So anyway. And people who are quite often angels on earth. This is World Physical Therapist Day.
Oh, awesome.
You know, for people who really need those folks, they are out there and helping them and to make recovery. So yeah. Good for them. All right, we got birthdays.
We got birthdays here. Avicii, is that how you say that, Chelsea?
Sure.
Is 27.
Avicii. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Usually
it took me a minute to figure out who you were talking about.
Right. Usually there's a double C when there's a chi sound.
Well,
but
you know, there are no rules in made-up names.
That is true.
Okay, so who is
it's a DJ.
DJ like or singer or something?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so a lot of those collaborations that you hear on the radio.
Now, Scott, you'll know this one. This one's your favorite.
No, wait, I'm not done here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Avicii?
I just want to understand. I mean, they have those DJs up there who are, you know, rocking the records back and forth, right,
yep,
and doing that sort of thing. How do they always get the same sound, or do they always get the same sound? You know what I'm saying? If they recorded a song and it's got something in it, and then they're doing a live performance, mm-hmm, which I guess they do. I mean, is it identical or is it somewhat the same? Because you have to find the exact same spot on the vinyl to do that.
I think nowadays it's all digital. It's all on computers. You know, it's like it's basically come see my laptop live nowadays.
Yeah, that's okay. True too. That is true
so
too.
So that turntable's not even hot. He's just kind of doing that.
It's
and
just
it's
for
got,
looks.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Swedish electronic musician, DJ, remixer.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so from that standpoint, then they are getting paid too much.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All you had to do is record it once, and then you got the file, and you play it over and over again. Okay. That's
and then
all
they, but then they look cool up there holding their headphones.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, got
around.
That happening.
Right. This one's your favorite, though, Scott.
Yeah,
okay. Wiz Khalifa.
Oh,
29
Wiz.
Today. Real name Cameron Thomas.
Well, that's no fun. Now, what does Wiz do?
I feel like what he's most known for is when the Fast and Furious 7 came out and Paul Walker passed away before the film was even, you know, done being recorded or whatever.
Right.
There's the final song in the movie that's kind of like, I'll see you again, goodbye, because, you know, he dies.
Okay.
And Wiz Khalifa was on that song.
Oh,
so he got
right.
pretty big. Him and Charlie Puth did a song together, and he
Charlie.
Got pretty... Charlie Puth?
Oh, okay.
Cool, yeah.
I thought
right.
you said poop. I wasn't
no.
sure.
Okay. Puth.
Okay, got
close.
It. Okay.
But anyway, but yeah, he's a rapper.
All
yeah.
right. Yeah. So he's kind of a one-hit wonder right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, one-hit wonder.
Okay.
People may argue with that,
right.
but anyway, that's where he kind of got the most known,
all right.
most popular.
Way to go, Wiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, speaking of one-hit wonders, though, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 35 today.
JTT.
And he kind of had the one hit with the Home Improvement as one of the sons, but pretty much.
He was in some other
He did
things.
Some other little movies,
okay.
but
yeah. right,
Pink is 37 today.
Oh, very cool.
Kennedy, 44 today.
We have people with one name.
Yeah, she's on Fox News now. She used to be an MTV VJ back in the day, but
see, really? I didn't know that until this morning, and I've seen her on Fox News, and she wears those glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's her.
Very very iconic look she has.
She does.
Martin Freeman is 45. He played Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies, and also he's in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's my favorite role he's done. David Arquette is 45 today. That's a
less talented brother.
Yeah. the less talented Arquette.
Yeah.
Brooke Burke is 45. She used to co-host Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Bernie Sanders is 75 today.
Bernie.
Haven't heard from him.
Pretty funny there.
He's not out on the campaign trail for Hillary. Have
what?
We missed that?
He's enjoying all that money.
That's
here.
It. Okay.
And ventriloquist Willie Tyler is 76.
Oh, my. Is
yeah.
that right? I had no idea he was that old. All right, there you go. Is that it?
That's all I got
all
for
right,
you.
All right, 619.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So this week, everyone's talking about the latest CNN poll. It shows Donald Trump now ahead of Hillary by 2 points. Now, the CNN poll also showed that 50% of registered voters found Donald Trump more honest and trustworthy, compared to just 35% who say Hillary is more trustworthy. Now, that's not the only bad news for Hillary Rodham Clinton. According to the Washington Times, Hillary Clinton's once double-digit lead in the Real Clear Politics average has now disappeared. The latest Real Clear Politics average has Clinton leading Trump head-to-head by just 2.4 points which is down from the nearly double-digit advantage he held a month ago. Now, between the FBI notes, or crazy coughing, and WikiLeaks document dumps, maybe it's safe to say this has not been a great month for Hillary.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Now's the perfect time to place custom orders for Christmas. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
If you're of a certain age, which due to the date of its original creation and a resurgence in the 90s includes likely a good portion of this audience, you probably remember the educational series Schoolhouse Rock. Well, my favorites were always the ones regarding how our government works. Unfortunately, seems that some of our elected officials simply weren't paying attention. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Through some of those wonderful educational videos, I memorized the preamble to the Constitution, learned how a bill becomes a law, and most importantly, learned about the checks and balances of our three-branch government and just why they're so important. Many conservatives, myself included, are becoming increasingly frustrated with the ever-expanding overreach of our federal government, particularly that coming from the Oval Office in the form of executive orders. Now, when you hear the words executive order, your first inclination may be to think of Barack Obama, but executive orders aren't necessarily a new thing. In fact, according to the American Presidency Project at presidency.ucsb.edu, as of August 12, 2016, Obama is responsible for 271 executive orders. George W. Bush is responsible for 291. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton issued a whopping 364 executive orders, while one of my personal favorites, Ronald Reagan, passed 381 over the course of his two terms. The overall record holder, FDR, with an astounding 3,721 executive orders. Now, he had a lot going on during his presidency and held a large number of terms, but that's a lot of executive orders. Now, the site does say that this table does not include other forms of written presidential orders, such as memorandums or discretionary executive actions not accompanied by a published presidential directive, so take that as you will. Also, Obama still has some time left in office, and some theories are that his biggest agenda push is yet to come. But to put this into perspective, the combined total of executive orders from our nation's first eight presidents is 40. Even Lincoln only issued 48, and he was president during the Civil War. My point is, while executive orders can be necessary in extenuating circumstances, I can't help but ask myself, isn't the use of a measure that's meant to subvert our very necessary system of checks and balances getting out of hand? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this has been a bit of info.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Fewer of us are going without bank accounts, a trend expected to support consumer spending and housing investment in the coming years. According to a survey by the FDIC, the percentage of people without access to banking services fell to 7% in 2015 from 7.7% in 2013. Last year's proportion of unbanked households was the lowest since the FDIC started the survey in 2009. Daimler says it will join the U.S. startup Matternet to develop drones for its delivery vans and invest 500 million euros over the next 5 years in designing electric network vans. Logistics companies are turning to drones as a way to make parcel delivery faster and more efficient. Tractor Supply Company has again reduced its guidance for the year, saying that weakness in the agricultural and energy sectors is weighing on consumer spending in many of the rural communities that the retailer serves. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher this morning. That's your money now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Good morning. It's almost 6:27. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today. Well, looks like it's going to be probably about 92 or so. Not quite as warm as we've been having. Excuse me, about 93 or so. Not quite as warm as we've been having. But tonight down to 75 and... oh, gosh, well, I updated the weather forecast, and it does have rain in it, so don't know what I was looking at earlier. Here we go. 20% chance of rain today. 40% chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. 30% chance of rain on Saturday night, it looks like. But as far as the rest of the week, it's probably the warmest day for the balance of the week, and telling us Sunday we may not even make 90 degrees, so that'll be good. Right now, the wind's out of the south at about 5, and we have 77 degrees out there.
80 years ago, life was simple. And so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
What do really happy people do when life is not so happy? It's something we can all learn from. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To the rest of us, those truly happy people seem to live a charmed life. However,
happy people often have bad things happen to them, but it's just how they choose to reframe the bad things that happen to them and how often they think about the bad things that happen to them.
Karen Salmonson, author of the book Think Happy, believes that often people get stuck in unhappiness because they think in terms of always and never.
I'll never find anybody. I always date cheaters. And it's very rare that there's an always and a never. And it helps you to figure out what is the always or the never that's stuck in your brain that it's giving you this extreme negative lens.
Karen says it's also important to understand the difference between pleasure and happiness.
And pleasure is about immediate gratification of the ego and the body. And it's fast, but it's fleeting. It's hit-and-run joy. And happiness sometimes requires some effort. But anything that helps you to become your best possible self, even going through a challenge, can help you to become your best self.
Also, unhappy people tend to spend a lot of time worrying.
What a waste of energy. Instead of using your energy on worry, to use that energy, see it as energy, and use it to believe and find a way. You know, 20% on the problem, 80% on the solution.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. After the College Station Code Enforcement Office found more than 30 violations at a housing complex occupied by low-income residents, the property owner notified those living in 38 duplexes they have to be out by October 3rd. A representative of the property owner on a gravel stretch of Kane Road west of Holloman, Jasper Construction, says it's a business decision. He says there is a pending sale of the land and they do not want to spend the money to resolve what he said was the city's generic list of violations that were almost all related to trash or the appearance of the area. He said none of the homes were in danger of collapsing. Community Services Director Debbie Eller says the violations followed a police call on an unrelated matter.
When they arrived at the property, they noticed some issues that they felt needed to be addressed by our community enhancement unit and code enforcement.
That led to an inspection that also involved a city building official and a fire marshal.
From excessive trash to some property maintenance issues, broken windows, things like that. I don't have it at my fingertips, but I believe every unit had an issue.
Eller says the tenants are not being evicted.
What we found in talking to several of the residents out there is they are on month-to-month leases. So that property owner is within their right to give a 30-day move-out notice at any point in time.
Eller and the property owner say they are assisting residents with housing options. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes spending $700,000 on city parks and pools.
A construction contract would spend $638,000 at 15 parks for new playground equipment, other improvements, and repairs. The most money is $87,000 for Wood Creek Park, followed by $79,000 at Lion Park and $61,000 at George K. Fitch. Between $40,000 and $54,000 will be spent at Oaks, Miller, Edelweiss, Central Park, and Lincoln Recreation Center. Between $14,000 and $33,000 will be spent at Sandstone, Thomas, Castlegate, Castle Rock, University, Steeplechase, and Southern Oaks. Once approved, work will start immediately and is scheduled for completion this winter, weather permitting. Also on the agenda is replacing the tree stump slide at Anderson Lagoon Pool with a treehouse slide that costs $77,000. Tonight's meeting also includes a second public hearing on next year's property tax rate and the only public hearing on next year's city budget. Final action on both is scheduled for the council's September 22nd meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you live in the College Station neighborhood around the intersection of Munson and Francis, the water will be turned off at 8:30 this morning. Water Services says the day-long outage is to repair a leaking valve. The city also advises the outage area could expand if shutoff valves don't hold. Maps of the affected area can be seen on WTAW's Twitter and Facebook pages. City councils in Bryan and three other cities that are members of the Texas Municipal Power Association have agreed to sell the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County. Bryan Mayor Jason Bydinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs would not identify the buyer or the future use of the property since the TMPA board has not taken final action.
It will be good for Grimes County. It would be good for employment opportunities and, again, good for the ratepayers. So this is a win-win for the four member cities, TMPA, and the purchaser.
Bayinski was asked whether the power plant lost money.
Well, you've got good years and you've got bad years. And so overall, was it a good proposition, investment for the ratepayers? It was. And after it's all said and done and everything is sold, it will be a good thing for the ratepayers and citizens of Bryan.
According to the TMPA website, the power plant employs more than 100. The pending sale, which includes the plant and substations and transmission lines in Grimes, Brazos, and Robertson counties, will be considered today during a TMPA board meeting at the power plant offices near Carlos. The end of September means the end of the business year for Congress. Developing the next federal budget is on the mind of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who says the Defense Department is trying to play hardball with the House.
And then they're trying to create differences between the Senate and the House. And it's really a dumb thing to do for the Pentagon to get involved to try to start playing politics. I'm really disappointed. Now, these are all the appointed folks in the Pentagon. This isn't top political brass. Top Pentagon brass. This is the Ash Carters and the Navy Secretary and people like that to spend more time trying to socially reengineer the Defense Department instead of go defeat terrorism.
Flores says an internal secret memo drafted by Pentagon leaders has backfired. And after 2 years of drilling, Houston's Apache may have struck big in West Texas. The Houston driller believes it may be sitting on 3 billion barrels of oil and 75 trillion cubic feet of natural gas in an area it calls Alpine High. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 77 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, InTech Pest Management, Subway, and Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Morning, coming up on 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We're looking at generally partly cloudy skies to clear skies at times during the night. Low temperature by early Thursday morning around 75 degrees. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday, but again, some building clouds might release an isolated shower or storm during the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid-90s, falling to 75 at night, mostly sunny and hot on Friday, and about 92 to 96. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, the Astros fell to the Indians, and the Rangers were taken down by the Mariners. And in the NFL, for the first time since 1993, the Cowboys will start a rookie running back in its season opener. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I've really been remiss. I promised I was going to keep up with this, and I didn't. The homicide rate in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't done that in a while, and I went back and looked. I mean, the last time I looked, it was 463. Yeah. Well, now they're over 500 homicides this year.
Whew.
We're 9 months in. They had a prayer walk.
Reverend Al Taylor walked from New York City just to be here.
One of the most amazing things that I've experienced from the time I've walked out of New York City is the love of complete strangers.
He left on August 7th, walking more than 700 miles, and is calling his journey, it's a love thing.
And then you have the people that really cheer you on by saying, it's not going to change anything, you crazy. People will still die, but it has to start somewhere.
Pastor Taylor says prayer walks in New York have led to fewer crimes, and he wants the same for Chicago. Those attending the prayer service agree something has got to be done about our increase in homicides, and maybe it starts with church.
Well, maybe it does. But anyway, another violent holiday weekend.
Yeah. You know, did either one of you see the barbershop movie, The Next Cut?
Did not.
No.
So it was the most recent barbershop movie, because there's a couple. But that was the topic that it really focused on, was there. It's in Chicago, this barbershop in on the South Side. And kind of the whole idea of the movie is trying to stop the violence. But I watched it. It was free on the plane whenever I was traveling last week. And a really good movie. And it really does kind of, you know, make you aware of the violence. And it's just crazy to think about.
And, you know, we hear a lot, and it's been terrible when it's police shooting people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the vast majority of this is not that.
Yeah. It's literally a civil war.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many, okay, do you have offhand how many days there have been so far this year, in the year?
I don't have it in front of me, but I can find it while you speak.
Because if we are close to around 250 days, that means that two people a day on average have been shot then, if 500 people have been shot.
So that's, it's 252 days.
Yeah, that's, so we're close. That's close to two people a day Chicago being shot.
They have a meter there, and it says that someone is killed every 11 hours and 43 minutes.
Goodness.
Every 11 hours.
Where are they burying these people?
Yeah.
Like, the cemeteries have to be full. It sounds horrible to think about, but there, you know, you have to think about all the funerals and everything that comes after that. And I'm sure, unfortunately for some, there's not, you know, anything that's necessarily a formal ceremony, but this is crazy.
Plus it's cyclical. I mean, you know, if let's say, you know, some guy goes out and gets killed and he had a child, and this child has to grow up fatherless, and then it gets, you know, wrapped up in the wrong element, angry at the world and things like that. This sort of thing just perpetuates itself.
Well, and there's the retribution. You killed my cousin, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And that was, you know, what the movie hit on. A lot of it is gang related.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, you know, has to do with vengeance, getting back at people too.
So, and I guess I don't know exactly why. And it's interesting, because if you look at it, statistically, you can make it seem like Chicago's not the only place where there is a problem, because there are problems in Los Angeles, there are problems in New York. Actually, Based on number of murders per 100,000, Houston's not far behind Chicago. But the thing is, hard numbers, the actual numbers, are just so staggering. And I guess it, I don't know, I guess 500 is the point where people start noticing. I hate to say it that way, but it's 500 people.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not necessarily saying there's any sort of causality here, but there is, it seems like a lot of the places that are, that have this problem have some of the most strict gun laws.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying the gun laws clearly aren't solving the problem.
And they make a big deal about that because it is strict. But what happens, obviously, is people go someplace else, get the gun, and they bring it into Chicago. Right. They didn't buy it there. That's another part of the problem. But, you know, back on Father's Day, remember we had talked about it because there were 12 murders on Father's Day weekend alone. And it just does continue to be horrific, and I guess the scariest thing is that we've still got 3 months to go.
Well, and those are reported deaths.
Yeah.
I mean, you also wonder how many have happened and weren't reported, weren't tallied.
Sure. Could
it could be more.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Scott, I think the really unfortunate thing about this, and nobody's really talking about this, is you look at the U6 unemployment numbers in this country.
Uh-huh.
There's 94 million people in this country that used to be employable that are now considered non-employable because they don't have the educational skills. Those people are going to revolt.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's well, we saw that in Paris about 3 years ago. They basically zeroed in on the young Muslim population, but there were riots in Paris because those folks could not find jobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't think it's the government's job to create jobs. I think the economy creates jobs.
Absolutely.
And I have to say there's some infrastructure things that could be done. There are some infrastructure things that could be done in every city that does not take a skilled labor force. And instead of paying people a check for doing nothing, you might get them out picking up trash on the side of the road or fixing road signs or whatever happens to be something to kind of raise the woodpile in your communities. There's some things that could be done there. But you're right. The anger of, and again, it's your own fault because you didn't get the education.
Right.
But you can't be angry with the system if that ends up being the deal where you're sitting on the front porch all day when you could be out being a productive part of
society. Yeah, and that's the thing is, when people don't have anything to do, they're not employed, it goes back to what I was talking about, you know, being gang-related, and, you know, they have money, they have, you know, they're selling drugs, they're selling guns, whatever, and then you get involved, and the next thing you know, that violence is just being, you know, created even more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That pleasant note, 647.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together, we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust. Working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 10th, learn all about the Veterinary Feed Directive. Many changes are coming in how antibiotics can be used in food animals. If you're a livestock producer or show exhibitor, it'll be an important class for you. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Spring is the time of great reawakening in the garden, but if you don't prepare those plants now in the fall, it's a groggy eye-opening in March. We're going to outline the critical tips to ensure the best possible bloom of your spring flowering shrubs, trees, vines, perennials, and even annuals right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. When you're getting your spring flowering plants ready to bloom in the fall, you need to remember that most spring blooming woody plants actually set their flower buds in the fall. That would be for dogwoods and wisteria, for example. You can tell by the end of October and November whether you're going to have a good bud count come springtime. The implication of that fall bud set is that you have to fertilize in the fall, and that may be the case. But you need to have a soil test run periodically. Don't be surprised if the soil test shows that you already have too much of the middle number, phosphorus, which of course is critical in promoting good flower bud set. It may just call for a high nitrogen fertilizer, and that's okay. Keep your spring flowering shrubs well watered all winter long, and trees and vines as well. It's especially important during periods of drought, also when really cold weather is expected. Don't let adverse weather dry out the flower buds. Mulching is also a great help in conserving available soil moisture. Most spring flowering vines are handled in just the same way as their shrubby counterparts. Carolina jessamine, for example, sets the buds in the fall, may actually come into bloom during periods of warm weather in mid-fall or early winter. Climbing roses bloom on woody stems that they produced in the prior growing season, so you must not prune them until after their flush of spring bloom in April and early May. Wisterias have set buds in the fall, as we mentioned, and you must not prune those in the fall. You just keep them moist and hope for the best. Your spring flowering perennial should be dug and divided in the fall. You don't necessarily have to do it every year, but as the plants become crowded, you'll find that they'll grow and bloom better if they have their own spaces. Some of the most likely candidates would include oxalis, violets, evening primrose, iris, daylilies, ajuga, mallows, heliopsis, and others. Some of your naturalized bulbs are probably also needing to be dug and reset, and that needs to be done ASAP. Early September is always best. Jonquils and narcissus, even some of the species types of tulips, you really need to dig and move them in early September. I'd get it done right away if you haven't already. If you're in the market for wildflowers, they should be planted during September into loosely prepared soil away from any kind of turf grass. Turf grass and wildflowers that are maturing their seeds just do not grow well together. There are also a lot of annuals you can plant in the fall for spring color. In fact, you know what? We'll talk about those another time here. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, composting for the common man. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. As the Ags prepare to take on Prairie View A&M this weekend, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
20th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is hard at work following last Saturday's 31-24 overtime win over UCLA. The Aggies used five different players to rush for 209 yards in that win. Coach Kevin Sumlin accredits it to a strong running back core.
You know, our guys, I told you before, we've got depth there. We had two other guys that didn't play. We had, James White only had two carries. I thought, it'll be a little bit like that. You know, I've talked to James yesterday. He's had a great camp, but the way those other two guys were playing Saturday, it was hard to take them off the field. So it's more of a hot hand situation.
Freshman Travion Williams led the way with 15 carries for 94 yards, and transfer Keith Ford ran the ball 14 times for 70 yards and a touchdown. Now, Coach Sumlin was also asked about the early win over UCLA and what it means for his team this season.
I haven't put any stock in this, but don't get me wrong. That's a good football team we played. So, we've opened with 4 out of 5 years here with top 20 teams. And because of that, you know, the schedule, if we've learned anything, we don't take that for granted. We don't take winning for granted. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, we got another game this week.
Another game this week will be against Prairie View A&M. Kickoff against the Panthers is Saturday at 11 a.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And this has been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Major League Baseball,
driven to left field and deep. Back is to Shields. He looks up. It's over his head. It is gone. A solo home run. Adam Lind, his second of the ball game. He's 2 for 2 with 2 blasts.
Adam Lind hit the 4th grand slam of his career as part of Seattle's 5-run first inning, added a solo home run in his next at bat, and led the Mariners to an 8-3 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. Lind's 19th and 20th homers of the season helped Seattle jump to an 8-0 lead at Safeco Field. The Rangers look to split the series with the Mariners tonight in Seattle at 9:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, joined in progress after the Carolina Panthers versus the Denver Broncos. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
lifted high in the air, deep left field. This one's bleacher bound for Napoli. Home run! Way up in the bleachers. The Tribe is back in front.
Carlos Carrasco overcame a home run and an apparent bug in his eye to pitch into the 8th inning, and the Cleveland Indians defeated the Houston Astros 6-5 last night. Carrasco allowed Colby Rasmus's 2-run homer in the 4th, one batter after the game was stopped briefly when one of the bugs appeared to get in his eye. Mike Napoli's 2-run homer off Doug Fister gave Cleveland a 4-3 lead in the 5th inning at Progressive Field. The Astros look to take the series in Cleveland today at 11:10 a.m. In high school football, quarterback for the College Station Cougars, Ty Brock, said Tuesday's surgery to repair a broken fibula in his left leg was successful. Brock didn't set a date for his return, but hopes to play again before the end of his senior season. In the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott is set to do something Hall of Famers Tony Dorsett and Emmitt Smith didn't by starting the opener as a rookie running back for the Cowboys Sunday against the New York Giants. The last Dallas running back with that distinction was Derek Lassick in 1993. Meanwhile, Saints quarterback Drew Brees has agreed to a new contract that keeps him in New Orleans through 2017 and includes 3 voidable years. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press it guarantees the record-setting QB $44.3 million over the next 2 years. The contract includes a $30 million bonus that can be prorated over that period, significantly reducing Brees' cap hit on the team from $30 million to around $17 million for this season. Also in the NFL, Broncos receiver Emmanuel Sanders has accepted a 3-year, $33 million contract extension on the eve of the season opener. Sanders has posted back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in Denver, amassing 2,529 yards and 15 touchdowns on 177 catches and earning consecutive Pro Bowl honors. The Broncos take on the Panthers tonight at 7, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. Really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the tough, adventure-filled 2017 Toyota Tundra. Go camping, fishing, and enjoy the great outdoors in the always fun, fully capable Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Sunny skies today, and looks like we'll be up at about 94 degrees.